Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great.
Books today. Books. A book you brought in. A book that you have that has really taken your fancy this week.
Yes, indeed. It's something a bit different.
Not a book with a red cabbage split in half on the front.
That's right. It's something a bit different. I wanted to talk about this really beautiful, locally produced book because it's such a lovely and effective example, I think, of what small press publishing can be. It's called...
When you say, for people who don't even think properly, small press publishing, what would that mean? A small, like, tiny, miniature, tiny little press?
Yeah, like, so not quite self-published, but you know, you have your big guys like Penguin Random House and HarperCollins.
Yeah. Big books, they call
big
it.
Big books, but this is locally produced, and it's just a very small team. It's intercontinental, so run between Auckland and Berlin.
Oh, of course.
And the imprint, well, the publisher is called Gloria, and this book is called Dirt.
It's a cool-looking book.
It's a really cool-looking book, and it's a little cookbook, actually, but it's not your average cookbook. It's a kind of experimental cookbook by Gemma Walsh and Katie Kerr. And what it does is it kind of explores and delves into the relationship between food and words.
You know, people say you can eat your words.
Eat your words. Yeah. So sharp, Mikey, for a Monday morning.
So sharp and unpredictable.
So Gloria's independent, and it's based in Auckland and Berlin, and it's run by Katie Kerr and photographer Alice Conyu. And Gemma Walsh, I think, also runs the K Road Art Book Fair, which pops up, and they have wonderful, wonderful books there. And so what we've got here is 12 recipes from Gemma Walsh, accompanied by a series of poems, conversations, and writing from local writers. And so it's a really cool roll call of writers as well. You've got Courtney Cena Meredith, Lana Lopesi and Rosabelle Tan, Dominic Hoey, Owen Connors, and Natasha Matilla-Smith. And when we were showing this at Time Out, we were just really struck and impressed by the production values. I mean, look at it.
May I have a look?
Yeah,
at it?
Have a look. It's just...
It's a cool... I love books like that.
It's a really nice format, quite
small.
Yeah, it's
really nice, isn't it? I'm trying to think what it reminds me of. It's sort of... It's got a really lovely present.
It's really, it's lovely.
Such a lovely present.
It is so lovely.
Yeah, and I love the, oh, the, oh, the print, oh, yeah.
Isn't it gorgeous? Even, now even, you're looking inside.
Even better inside, yeah. Woo.
Beautiful, beautiful photographs, really nice paper stock and text, really carefully considered publishing, so I'm quite impressed.
I know that probably just people who aren't really, that might sound a bit wanky.
Do you reckon?
No, but it's awesome. It's not wanky, so just take that from me.
It's not wanky. It's very accessible and approachable.
No, but to say that sort of thing is, you know, that's important, eh?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favourite books I own ever is all about the paper stock and the, you know.
What's that book?
It's called Be Here Now by Baba Ram Dass.
Oh, yeah, it's my uncle.
It's a pretty funky book.
Yeah.
I want to read a little bit out. Do you want to pick a bit out to give us an example of what's going
go
on
to
here?
A random page,
yeah, I reckon.
Okay, well, that's a recipe, so that won't do.
This is one of the authors is Tessa's friend.
Yeah,
no, she's the chef
who came
in mine. Yeah.
So it's actually 12 recipes.
Well, isn't she an author as well?
Huh?
Isn't that sort of been an author of the book in a way?
Well, she's written the recipes.
Yeah.
They're all plant-based, beautiful, vegetable-based dishes.
The author is kind of each writer who writes a piece about the food, right?
But doesn't a chef write
a
piece with food, sort of?
So anyway, the recipe for this was... Gemma and the editor, Katie, hosted a series of dinners, brunches and lunches, and Gemma would create a meal, and each time a writer was invited, and afterwards...
Whoa, what a treat! How cool!
And afterwards, the writer was asked to respond to the experience in the form of a piece of writing, which could take any shape. It could be...
Obviously, the writer's going to be complimentary for a start.
It could be a poem.
Well, obviously, because the food is brilliant.
Well, the food would be amazing. It could be a poem, a conversation, a piece of writing. Have a look at that. So you've got Yeah, it's not your average cookbook, is it? It's quite beautiful. And I love the format. It would make such a nice gift.
It really would. That is a beautiful gift.
It would make a beautiful gift.
And the concept's really cool. The concept's great. I'm surprised it hasn't been done before.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, each piece of writing is completely different depending on who the writer was. So it's quite lovely to dip into. I'm definitely going to make some of those recipes. You've got peanut butter and double chocolate kumara brownies.
Hold the phone. What?
Courgette with pumpkin and chickpea meatballs and spinach, coconut and tofu curry. It all just looks really mindfully produced. Yeah, and it's a limited print run of 400.
Oh, gone, surely.
So get cracking.
Carrot cake pancakes with coconut and date caramel.
What? Pretty good, eh? Good flavour.
Imagine if that was your breakfast. Carrot cake pancakes. Stop it. That's just too much.
You too.
Read out another one, Tess.
Okay, hang on. Let me find one. There's a lot of writing, which is
just
nice.
Just read whatever.
Hang on. Oh, that was. I just got to the one that Karen read out before. I'll find another one.
Just find another one.
Oh wow. Well,
just in your own time.
Orange and cinnamon pumpkin pie. There's a lot to get to.
Tess is just reading the whole bloody book.
I think
it is a literal segment. So let's be a little. Tess is salivating all over the book.
She's appreciating it.
Yeah. Golden cauliflower with baba ganoush herbs, oil, and seeds.
I think every single component.
Welcome back, Baba Ganoush, by the way.
Yes.
Baba Ganoush had a couple of years off. I reckon it's nice to see Baba Ganoush back.
It's back.
So Baba Ganoush-ness?
Back with a vengeance. You can go to their website, gloria-books.com, and have a look. And we've got it in stock at Time Out. But while you're on their website, have a look at all their other beautiful books.
She wants to read out one more. What is it, Tess?
Come on. Spiced apple and rhubarb baked oats.
Do you have a sweet tooth? Because you've singled out all the sweets.
Not really, actually. But I think I'm looking at the breakfast ones a lot.
Good on you, Tess.
Anyway.
Loyal.
You wanted to play a song to go with the book.
Well, I thought I'd go really literal and go with Dirt by the Stooges.
Yeah! One of my favourite songs in the world!
I think you need the Stooges in the morning. Stooges in the morning's a good thing.
Am I playing them? You got
it? No, I've got it here. Yeah.
Oh my god, choice of song. I'm gonna take my clothes off and run around. Fuck, this is a good song. Woo!
you feel it when you pat me? Said, do you feel it when you pat me? There's a fire. There's a fire.